Let's find out from the bloke who was sitting on the top of Sunlight. Give us the best indication of how she is travelling. He's on the line now. G'day, Tim.
Morning, Jimmy and Ray.
Morning, Tim.
Congratulations on that win yesterday. Just a fantastic race and a clear gap between the next best of those two. I just wondered, were you aware of Neutrality taking on Esther Jarb and perhaps the impact that might have on that filly at the end of the race when during the course of your race?
Look, early on, it looked as though Brenton and myself were sort of going to be able to control it 1-2, but sort of being a small field, it was always going to be a little bit tactical, and when sort of the speed slackened and slightly, and Blake wasn't able to just slot in behind the speed, he obviously had to make a decision and go up there, and it obviously put plenty of pressure on Esther Jarb. And fortunately, I was in the position where I could just come back off that speed and have the nice running behind them, and it worked out to my advantage yesterday.
Tim, I don't know if you, when you were waiting on the line, if you had a chance to listen to Ronnie Quinton just towards the end of that previous interview, but he made the point that Sunlight would have considerable improvement from yesterday's run. What was your take on the filly's condition? And I think you mentioned yesterday potentially up to 3 lengths improvement there.
Yeah, look, she obviously, Tony has a, you know, although she's only lightly raced, she's obviously got a great guide on her as far as what she needs. And she's obviously got a great constitution and handles her racing well. And, you know, she'll have another run before the slipper. I think she might run the week before and follow a similar path to the Magic Moons. And, she got a bit hot and a bit sweaty there yesterday. And, she fitness-wise, she's going to tighten up a good bit. So, yeah, I think she's definitely got improvement there. Just how much is obviously a little bit hard to judge, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if she definitely had that sort of 2 or 3 lengths improvement up her sleeve, because as Ron said, the slipper's still 4 weeks away, so still got a bit of time to screw her down, and she wasn't completely screwed down there for yesterday's race.
In saying that, Tim, it was interesting to read your comments after the race yesterday, in saying that she's a very sensible filly, push-button type. So from a manners point of view, she's not going to improve too much?
No, she's got a great racing style, and she's a dream to ride for the jockeys, that's for sure. She's very tractable, and she saw yesterday when that horse went up and around her, as soon as I asked her to come back, she just spat the bit out in behind them and didn't overuse herself and conserved as much energy as she could. And when I asked her to quicken and go after the leaders, she was right there for me. So she's a bit of a dream to ride, that's for sure.
Yeah, she was super impressive. Tim, before I ask you about Perizzata, Trapeze Artist, the Hobart Fool, a lot of hype leading up to the race. It was a great race to watch. And Trapeze Artist, I don't think he was disgraced running fourth.
No, I was really happy with how he ran. He, I think he's had 3 runs second up now, Ray, for 3-4. And, he's two big wins so far in his career, the Black Opal and the Golden Roses, all being third up. So, I'm pretty confident that he's still on track for the Randwick Guineas. He lost a shoe in running as well. Probably may not have helped, but I think that he was 3 weeks between runs going to the 1400 there, second up yesterday. And, he was probably a touch vulnerable, and to be only beaten a length and a half, knowing that he'll take good improvement out of that run. I'm confident that he can turn the tables on a couple of them horses going forward to the Randwick Guineas. So I was very pleased with his effort, and I definitely wouldn't be dropping off him.
Yeah, no, he's a quality colt. There's a lot of talent in this 3-year-old division this season. Perizzata, underrated mare, but I reckon she made a few people sit up and take notice yesterday. Tim, she was really good.
Yeah, obviously. I've only had a little bit to do with her towards the end of her last preparation, and then again yesterday. And she's a big, strong mare that, you know, puts herself up on speed and makes her own luck. And, yeah, obviously she's lightly raced for an older mare. She obviously had a few little issues, but I think her form over the last sort of 6 months has been impeccable. And, you know, she did obviously was stakes placed at the end of last preparation. And, you know, on yesterday's performance, it, you know, she's definitely capable of winning a stakes race over the coming months.
Mm. Hey, now, just clarifying, Tim, from a Golden Slipper point of view, your ride will be Santos, is that right? And Luke Curry will be back on Sunlight?
I know definitely Luke's going to be back on Sunlight, and Santos will, I think, run next week in the Skyline. So I'll ride him there, and then hopefully he can back up a great performance in the Piero Plate next week in the Skyline, and yeah, then it'll be all systems go for the Slipper. So
yeah, right.
He's yeah, he's a high quality colt, and really, really looking forward to getting back on him next week. I'm quite excited about him.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse, and Tim, you're in great form. Four winners last week, a double yesterday. Hope it continues for you right through the Autumn Carnival. And thanks so much for joining us on a Sunday morning, Tim.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys.
Tim Clark there, Sunlight 460 favourite at tab.com.au for the Golden Slipper. Santos, as he mentioned there, was very impressive last week. We spoke to Adrian Botter, but talk about improvement between runs. $11 in that market. Uhud, who Luke Curry rode yesterday in the Blue Diamond, $15.
Good run too.
It was a good run too.